here's a story from The World.
Mexico holds the third position on the list of nations with the most deaths from the coronavirus. It's topped only by the U.S. and Brazil. Like everywhere, though, the pandemic is badly hitting the Mexican economy. Mexico's president has ordered deep cuts to a number of public programs, and yet some controversial projects remain intact. Reporter Shannon Young has more from Oaxaca in southern Mexico.
In the capital of Oaxaca, the plaza of the landmark Santo Domingo Church is normally bustling with tourists, but it's cordoned off now with yellow police tape to discourage people from gathering. The plaza also houses the state's largest museum, run by the National Institute for Anthropology and History, also known by its acronym, INAH. It's the guardian of Mexico's cultural history and artifacts, ranging from the prehistoric to the modern. Since March, the museums and archaeological sites that INAH runs have been closed because of the virus. It's uncertain when they'll reopen. The institute is facing deep budget cuts. Gilberto López y Rivas is a veteran anthropologist with INAH. He says the cuts are catastrophic and have serious consequences for archaeology, historic conservation, and linguistics programs. Some fear weakening INAH could lead to looting at ancient sites. But the INAH is just one of several government agencies hit by a presidential decree that has slashed their budgets by 75%. The cuts have also gutted environmental, cultural, science, and arts programs, along with government bodies for women and indigenous peoples.
Entonces, esta es la gran sorpresa de la Cuarta Transformación.
López y Rivas says the big surprise is that cuts like these come from a government that rode to power on a wave of leftist sentiment and is now seen favoring a continuation of policies that concentrate wealth in the hands of the politically connected few. López y Rivas points to what's been left off the chopping block, big-ticket projects, including a new Mexico City airport, a massive oil refinery, and a tourist train circuit in the Yucatan Peninsula. Critics point out that many of the contracts for the projects are going to foreign firms or companies linked to Mexico's richest men, including multi-billionaire Carlos Slim. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador was in Oaxaca recently to cut the ribbon on a port expansion he considers a spending priority. It's part of a massive project known as the Trans-Isthmus Corridor.
Es comunicar a los dos océanos.
The president, known as AMLO for short, says the corridor will connect the Pacific and Gulf coasts across Mexico's narrowest point, the Isthmus of Tehuantepec. He compares it to a Panama Canal across dry land because a railway will carry shipping containers between ports. A highway is also slated to run parallel to the tracks, along with an oil pipeline and 10 industrial parks. AMLO defends the project as a way to create thousands of jobs and close the economic gap between Mexico's industrialized north and its cash-poor agricultural south.
Se tiene que tener este nuevo puerto a más tardar en 3 años.
AMLO wants the Trans-Isthmus Corridor completed within 3 years and says that protests won't delay it. But he's not the first president to float the idea for this massive infrastructure project.
Este megaproyecto tiene una historia.
Bettina Cruz is with the Oaxacan Assembly in Defense of Land and Territory, an indigenous-led group. Cruz says this canal-style project has been proposed off and on since the mid-19th century.
Sino es un proyecto que viene a despojarnos, a desplazarnos, a robarnos, a quitarnos lo que tenemos.
Cruz says the project has long faced opposition because it would pillage the environment, uproot indigenous communities, and reduce residents to a source of cheap labor, while corporations profit. But organizing protests against it is tough during a pandemic. Plus, some see the megaproject as bringing economic stability. That's hard to argue against right now. The current push for it might work, especially because President López Obrador has both public support and an overwhelming majority in Congress. This worries Cruz.
Estos proyectos no es solo, sino es todo un...
Cruz says, in all, the infrastructure projects that are getting a green light don't just represent new roads, oil refineries, and a railway. They represent a territorial reordering of Mexico's south. For The World, I'm Shannon Young in Oaxaca, Mexico.